Okay, so he writes from a sefer called Ur Tzadikim as follows. Certain times a person doesn't realize, Kulam merachem ala b'riyud, merachem ala min ha-shamayim. Says that whenever a person has this idea of Rachmanut, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have more mercy on him and on his family. Ve'in medaktikim ala harbe betefilato. And just as when a person prays together with a tzibur, there is an idea that automatically you are going to be in the larger picture, which means once there are 10 Jews praying together, then automatically it's much, much easier for their tefillah to be accepted. Besides the fact that you have Chazarat Hashatz, that you have the idea that when Shaliach Tzibur is repeating the Shemon Esrei, it boosts all the tefillot of the Tzibur. Besides that aspect, there is another aspect that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not check each individual's record. Similar to an idea that when a person, let's say, he has to do a border crossing. So once you are in your own private car, then the guard that is standing is going to check each individual's passport to make sure everything is exact. But once you are in a bus, and together with another, around, let's say, 50 passengers, so then it's going to be too much time is going to be consumed on this. So it's going to be much, much easier for a person, at least it used to be that way, so for a person to be able to do the crossing. So the ma'aseh, this is the nekuda when it comes to tefillah betzibur. So a person could achieve also that his tefillot should not be medaktekin acharav, which means, you shouldn't be so perfect. You don't have to be so perfect. Once your tefillah is going to be, once it's betzibur, also the fact that a person is a charitable man. Once you become charitable individual, you are a giver. So he says, "Ein medaktekin alav harbe betefilato." Next, then he says, "Mekabelin oto bepanim meirot." HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows his shining face just because of the fact that the person is charitable, is a giver. Veharbe melitze yosher melitzin alav. Then automatically this creates a tremendous amount of defense mechanism. So many different angels that are defending you are going to be created to the mitzvah of tzedakah. So the idea is, because of the fact that stam mitzvah in the Gemara, whenever the Gemara says mitzvah refers to mitzvah of tzedakah. Mamash is to this extent that we don't even realize and we can't even imagine. However, he continues, he says, however, somebody that nothing moves him. When it comes to his heart, achzar means what? Ach means limitation. Aleph chaf is limitation. Ach, zar. Zar means what? Foreigner. So that means, afilo they tell you, biggest cases, achzar, this individual is foreign to me. This case is foreign to achzar. The person becomes cruel. Achzar means a cruel individual. But with the shoresh of the achzar means achzar. Zar means foreign. So if a person wants to be achzari, midnahagim imo beachzariyut, vegam tefilato, eino mekubelet. Just because one nekuda alone, an individual, all what it is, are you part of the Jewish nation? Kol ha-merachem ala b'riyot, merachem ala minav shamayim. Whoever has mercy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have mercy on him. So next comes the Rambam. He quotes the Rambam in Halachot Matnot Aniim. So Rambam writes, Kol ha-ma'achil aniim ve-yetomim al shulchano. He says, whoever is going to feed aniim ve-yetomim, orphans and poor people, ha-reze gore el Hashem ve-u-onehu, u-midna'eg alav. First of all, you're going to be zoche to have this nekuda that Yeshaya Hanavi says, as tikra v'Hashem yaneh. You just have to call upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then, being that this is what you did, this is your midah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen to your tefillot. The Rambam also writes this in Hilchot Matnot Aniim. So therefore, gomel nafsho ish chaset, a person that is has this zechut of being ish chaset, gomel nafsho. He is first and foremost doing, he's bestowing goodness upon himself through the act of chesed. Let me just end. All the poskim and the mefarshim, they explain when Bizman Hazeh, we have at times we have major challenges in our lives and also the Jewish nation as a whole. So the Nekuda to that the Gemara discusses, what is the person supposed to do before the generation of Mashiach? Chevle Mashiach means Chevle Leda. Just as you have birth pangs prior to the birth of a baby, the mother goes through a tremendous amount of birth pangs. The closer that she gets to the time of giving birth to the child, she's going to go more and more through different types of pains that she has in delivery. So therefore, the same thing would be at the time of the delivery of Mashiach. There is going to be, that generation is going to suffer one-third of the suffering that was divided. One-third was taken by Avodah Kedoshim, one-third throughout the generations, and the last one-third is going to be Bechevle Mashiach. The last generation, Ikvetet Meshicha, is going to receive one-third of all the Yisurim. All the Yisurim, because the Mashiach is going to be born. That's how he was decided together with Avraham Avinu, with HaKadosh Baruch. So now, a person should know what may yase adam v'yatzel mechevle Mashiach. The Gemara says, what are we supposed to do to be saved? So yasuch b'torah u'begemilut chasadim. To be zoche, that's what Harav Shtein meant. Also, a couple of days ago, he mentioned this nekuda, that being that this is what we see, that the Sonei Israel have decided to, Rachman Islan, start another intifada yem machshavam v'zichram. So the may yase adam v'yatzel mechevle Mashiach, yasuch b'torah, a person has to add to his Torah learning, to be zoche to learn. That it is not sufficient that a person is dedicated to tefillah, to school and mitzvot, but a person has to set time to learn Torah. Come and learn. So it's not enough also the learning. Yasuch b'Torah u'begemilut chasadim. So both of them together. And especially, this is the nekuda that Harav Ben David used to say, Harav Pam says, also many, many other poskim also mentioned. The fact that we say every day, means a person has to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with both parts, both aspects of his heart, which is Yetzer Hara and Yetzer Hatov. So that's a question, how to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Yetzer Hara. Then Bechol Nafshecha means a person should be willing to give up his life. Bechol Meodecha means a person is supposed to Bechol Mamoncha. Meodecha means with all of a person's assets. You don't need to give all. Person is supposed to give and allocate 10%, 20%, and charity starts at home. You have to figure out all the institutions that are serving our community within Great Neck. So, lema aseh, a person is supposed to give, then is a question, either it is 75% or 66%, which is either one-fourth or one-third, is supposed to go for local institutions. Local institutions within our community at large. What, you know, Baruch Hashem, we have one yeshiva, we have a couple of other institutions, and you know. So lema aseh, then the rest is supposed to be allocated outside. So then the nekuda that the poskim mentioned that the challenge is not bechol nafshecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't require us in our generation generally. Rachman and Nisan except exceptional cases. To give up our lives for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bechol Levavcha is not a big deal. To love Hashem with all of your heart is not a big deal. But Bechol Meodecha, to be willing to give 10%, 20%, this is the challenge because of the fact that the person is being tested bedavka with this. So therefore, a lot of times you have religious individuals that Baruch Hashem, all aspects they keep. Tefillin they put. Kashrut, highest level. Torah, Baruch Hashem. Shabbat, very good. But when it comes to being willing to let go and to support Torah institutions, this is where the but lema aseh gomel nafsho ish chaser. This is the way to be able to be saved, to save ourselves, the Jewish nation at large, our own family. That this is the zechuyot that a person will receive. That as tikra v'Hashem yane, your tefillot will be responded to. So, Bezeh Hashem, we should all be zocher to hear besrotuvot from Am Yisrael.